Police have issued a witness appeal for three people on the run after an attempted burglary in the Angelsberg area. The search for them is ongoing and drivers are urged not to give anyone a lift. Belgium's general strike enters its second day with widespread disruption. Schools, creches, post offices and municipal buildings are shut. Hospitals are operating emergency services only. A new association, Lux Defence, has been officially launched and Defence Minister Eurico Buckers has confirmed that weapons production is legally permitted in the country. Luxembourg's at-risk of poverty rate stood at 18.1% in 2024, nearly 2% above the EU average. In other news, Russia and Ukraine exchanged overnight strikes, killing at least 9 civilians as negotiators worked to revise a US peace plan. French President Macron said a US plan to end the war between Ukraine and Russia had elements worth discussing, but warned against capitulation by Kyiv. Ticket sales for Eurovision 2026 in Vienna begin in January and registration on the Eurovision website closes on the 18th of December. And US President Donald Trump leads the annual National Thanksgiving Turkey Pardon at the White House today. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Grey, cold and rainy for the most of the day. Temperature-wise, we're looking at 3 to 4 degrees this morning and highs of only 5 degrees in the afternoon.